Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Saturday morning, so we are talking about questions and answers and feedback and topics that don't fit into our usual Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. The series we've been talking about, it revolves around setting goals, and we've previously clarified that in the spirit, as a spirit being, we don't set goals because we are finished, we are complete. All goals have been achieved in our spirit. We do set goals in our soul, in the soulical realm, the supernatural realm, and in the natural, according to our physical realm needs. We've also determined that we are not going to be addressing the natural goals first, that we're all fairly, at least to some extent, familiar with setting goals and prioritizing and knowing what the steps are to achieving our goals and priorities in the natural realm, according to our body and according to our physical needs. So what instead we're going to be focusing on is our supernatural goals, the goals in the soulful realm and the supernatural realm. And last week we spent a little bit of time trying to get a handle on a common way, a familiar way of recognizing and getting our arms around the whole concept of supernatural, the supernatural realm. Just as your body exists in the physical realm, your soul exists in the supernatural realm. And just as your body inhabiting the physical realm comes into contact with other creatures that also exist in the natural realm physically, likewise, your soul will come into contact with other creatures that also soulically exist in the supernatural realm. And we've identified, for our purposes, we will probably just be talking about angels and demons as we move forward. And we're not going to get into any great depth in dealing with those two. We do in our other series, but in this series, the purpose is just to get an equivalence, just to get our arms and to get a handle. We want to take away some of the stress, some of the concern and anxiety. And a lot of times when we don't understand something fully, we don't try to deal with it at all. And to overcome that, all we're really trying to do at this point is come up with something that's familiar in the natural realm to describe something that may be unfamiliar in the supernatural realm. So again, you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in your body. Well, your body and the natural inhabits the natural realm. It has natural senses, and it has natural needs, and it comes in contact with other natural beings, like other people, their bodies, gravity. You know, whether you're sitting in a chair, driving, or walking, you're coming into contact with earthly things, with physical things. You're probably breathing. You're listening, so your physical ears are being activated. So those are all natural senses that are functioning as part of your body to communicate with the natural realm. Other creatures in that are also solical have natural bodies as well, and they are also inhabiting the natural realm, and we can come in contact with them in the natural realm. We can come in contact with their bodies, like other people, animals, other, as far as I know, those are the two that we're going to be talking about for our purposes. And where, what we want to recognize and sort of come to a final conclusion that when we communicate with someone else on the physical realm, that is not who they are. Just as when you look at yourself in the mirror, that is not who you are. That is your body. That is a possession you have. And it is not your identity or your nature. And if you want more information on that, I encourage you to go and check out the archives on Monday nights, because that's where we've been talking about the difference, the different realms of reality, the natural realm, the supernatural realm, and the spiritual realm. So we don't have time, obviously, to go through that at this point in time. So when we are looking at our solical, the solical realm, this, our soul dwells in the supernatural realm and uses a different set of senses than the physical realm, in the physical realm. So what we are looking at is that when we are expressing who we are as a solical being, whether we have been enlivened spiritually or not, our soul is functioning and communicating with both the supernatural and the natural. So we can be confident that the senses that operate in the super, in the supernatural realm are effective. They are common, and they are something that we can have confidence that as we learn to be objective about those senses, we can learn how to have that stewardship, that the same as just as you have a level of control over your mind, will, and emotions, or you have a certain level of control over your natural senses, your vision, you can close your eyes, you can even stop your breathing, you can taste, you can smell. You have control over all those. You can pinch your nose if you don't want to smell something. We can taste or not. We have a certain level of control over those things. In the same sense, we can learn to have a certain level of control and management over our supernatural senses. So when we look at our physical senses, we now, most of us now, take them for granted. We may not be great, the greatest stewards of our senses in the physical realm. For instance, we may not take good care of our eyes. We may not take care, good care of our bodies in general. We may, you know, listen to the music too loud and not take good care of our hearing. But we recognize that those are all things that are under our control, that they are, as a good steward, we are to be learning to rule and reign over our physical body. Translating that, transferring that over to our supernatural, to the supernatural realm, to our soul in the supernatural realm, we look at our soul, the elements of our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And unfortunately, we have inherited certain patterns of and methods of control. Now, before we became a spirit being, and again, we're not going to get into too much of this either. We deal with this in other series. So I'm going to assume that you have a certain level of understanding of what we're going to be talking about in regards to the soul. And if you don't, I encourage you to catch up by going to the series that we have on the soul. And again, on Monday nights, you can catch up fairly quickly when we are talking about the different realms of reality. But what we are looking at is in our mind, we have allowed our mind to run amok, to do whatever it wanted to get its needs met. We have allowed our will to do whatever it wanted to get its needs met. And we have allowed our emotions to do whatever they wanted to get their needs met. Now, we didn't then, before we became a spirit being, we didn't have other options because we did not have available to us eternal life. We only had what was available in the supernatural realm and the physical realm, the natural realm. Now, there is a certain kind of life in the natural realm, and there is a certain kind of life available in the supernatural realm. But neither one of those kinds of lives meets our deep needs for spiritual life or eternal life. So we were doing the best we could, but we developed bad habits in the soul and in our bodies. Now, when we became a spirit being, when we came to know God by accepting that without him, without being re-inspired, we could not communicate with him. It was not a matter of us sinning. It was by nature we were a sinner. So it's not our behavior or our actions that separated us. It's that we were dead in our spirit. By accepting that, and accepting that God paid the penalty himself, paid that debt, that we are now able, well, we were remade 2,000 years ago to be a new creation. And God put us in his Son to experience that death and resurrection 2,000 years ago. You were saved 2,000 years ago. People who have not yet been born were saved 2,000 years ago. People who were born 10 years after Christ died were saved 10 years ago for them. And likewise, we've talked a little bit about the whole concept of time. People who died before Jesus went through the crucifixion and resurrection, their sins were also paid for, and they were made whole after they died. And that's where the redeeming of the time comes in. And we don't want to get distracted by that. I know it can sometimes be intriguing and fun, but we want to make sure that we stick to some practical aspects and not just let our imaginations and mind, even though, again, it's something God wants us to be intrigued about, because we're going to go there. We are going to redeem the time. That it's God's purpose. Time is an aspect of the natural realm, and you have authority over the natural realm. You have authority over time. Time is a created thing. Start thinking about time as a physical aspect rather than a spiritual or a supernatural aspect. Because it's something God created, it does not have a life of its own, and you, just as God has control over it, you have control over it. We are going to have to learn how to exercise that authority and responsibility. But that is something that is going to be on our learning curve, how to do that. Before we can start dealing with that, we are learning how to take responsibility and authority for those things that God has placed first, closest to those things that we can, must learn how to rule and reign over. We've talked before that the first thing that's closest is our physical bodies, and that we will need to learn how to rule and reign over them. But second is learning to rule and reign over your soul, which is why we need to be clear about what it is. And what training God's going to give you may be different than the training he gives me or someone else. So what we talk about as far as setting goals is a process and a pattern. And it's always something you take to God. God, is this where you want me to be focusing my attention now? And though we may be giving examples, we are not going to be being, okay, this is a pattern. This is what you do first. This is what you do second. So we want to be general enough where you can hear the Lord bring to the surface those things that he wants you to bring your attention to. So the senses in our soul have gotten so used to doing whatever they wanted to that we've forgotten how they work. As a spirit being, you already know everything about your future, about your past, and about your present. But because you, listening to me right now, you are using mostly natural senses. Now, there may be times when either, you know, listening to this series or reading my teachings, or any other time when you're worshiping God, when you're alone with him, there may be that spark, that movement within. Okay, that gives me life. You know, I may not understand it, but that sounds right. That sounds like something that's, you know, from God. That makes sense. And we have that aha, we have that drawing. That's one of your supernatural senses. And that's where we are ultimately going to live. When Adam and Eve dwelt with God, I wonder if they used their physical senses at all. And in fact, I wonder if they used their supernatural senses, or let's say, I wonder if they relied on their physical senses. And I wonder if they relied on their supernatural senses. Because their spiritual senses were so perfect. I think that they had such a perfect communion with one another and with God that even though their other senses were working perfectly, because they didn't need them, it's like, think now about your heart, about other organs within your body. The only time we really pay attention much to them is when they're not working. So, because we're not having a problem, they're working perfectly. And I think that's sort of what Adam and Eve were experiencing. It wasn't until they died in their spirit and they lost that the access to knowing one another in the spirit and knowing God in the spirit, that they all of a sudden had to use their other senses. Now our soul, our soulical senses, we're not really well tuned. They take more energy, more effort to understand than our physical senses. So I think that's why over time we've learned to rely more heavily on our physical senses than on our supernatural senses. And I know I'm taking a little bit of time about the distinction between the natural and the supernatural, but this is really where we're going to be putting so much of our effort and energy, because this area has been so neglected by the church. Even though I don't know of any denomination there may be some out there, or branch or, you know, aspect of Christianity that denies the difference between spirit, soul, and body. There's not been a real objective, practical approach to being able to mature and bring into healing and submission of our soul to our spirit. Too often we think of spirit in terms of only God, that our spirit, or that our spirit is ethereal and doesn't relate to us as we are now, when in fact it is, you are a spirit. That is now who and what you are. You were dead in your spirit. You were dead. That's who you were, and that was your nature. Now you are a spirit. That is your identity, and that is your nature. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. So it will take a while for us to begin to see things in terms of, is this natural, is this supernatural, or is this spiritual? Is this related to the natural realm, physical realm? Is this related to the soulical realm, or is this related to the spirit realm? And one of the reasons we want to do that is because as we set the goals, as we approach change objectively, to not only set those goals but accomplish them and make true change with God doing it through us, you know, again, we're always going to go back to God. He is the source of our life is going to come through our spirit. We're not going to try harder. But in order to do that, in order to make that a reality, we will need to have our mind, will, and emotions moving towards submission to our spirit. And what I mean by that is, if you are an emotional person, you will have to learn over time through experience, getting your wounds healed and learning new ways of accessing eternal life, to not respond emotionally, to not judge by your emotional reactions. Likewise, if you have a strong will and you are prone to act, let's get our behavior in line. It doesn't really matter if I understand it or if it feels right. I just want to know what to do. Okay, you are a will-based person. And we're all you know, everything based. So it's just what is your strength, and we can have different strengths in different areas. But this, and one of the things we'll be doing is catching ourselves to help determine in what area we may have a strength or weakness that we've been relying on or hiding. But just give me what I'm supposed to do so I can get to it, you know, and I'll do it and I'll put all my energy and effort into it. Well, that's your soul getting its needs met its own way. And that's not the way God is going to do it in your life. So we have to distinguish. Now, God didn't say that's not the way I want you to be. He gave you the will you have. He gave you the emotions you have. And he gave you the mind you have for his pleasure. And he's not going to take it away. He's not going to change it. He just doesn't want you relying on it for your life as a substitute, which is what we've been doing. So that's where the real change is. So if we don't understand and grasp the real difference between, okay, I just need to get this done, you know, just tell me what to do and I'll do it, and, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do here? Is there anything I can be doing here? And that's where the submission starts. We may have, okay, this needs to get done, and I need to do it, and I need to do it now, and I recognize that. But then when we go to God, he says, this is not what I want you to be paying attention to now. I want to talk to you about this. Can we leave that behind and follow what he wants to do? Now, there may be times when he says, okay, I know I've taken you from point A to point C on our way to point Z, but I want you to cancel this altogether. I'm going to give you a whole new concept. I'm going to give you whole new directions. And likewise, for our mind, a lot of us may say, if I could just get a better understanding about what this is all about, or who God is, or what he expects of me. If I could just get my mind around it, or around the problem, or maybe you think your mind is the problem, and yet what he's going to say is, okay, your mind is exactly what he wants it to be. He gave it to you, he's not going to change it. But when we think these thoughts, do we rely on our understanding to give us the life that we need? Or do we go to God and say, okay, God, I don't understand this, but I'm going to go with you anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. I don't understand how you say this is that you love me. I don't understand how you then allow this to happen in my life. And I'm going to wait for you to give an explanation or understanding, but I'm not going to look to it for my life. I'm going to let you give me life on your terms. And we remind ourselves we have already received eternal life. You have all the life you're ever going to get. And you have all the life you're ever going to need. Eternal life is not just more life. It's a whole different quality, character. It's a whole different thing. It's not just more of what we already experience. So be thinking for the next week, be thinking about the distinctions between the soulical realm and the supernatural and the natural realm for you. Because as we start to move forward and set these goals, you are going to be entering into warfare. You are going to be taking on yourself as your enemy, because your soul doesn't want to give up that control. You'll also be taking on the enemies of the world and the devil. So know, let the Lord show you where your differences are in your soul, in your spirit, and your body. We'll be getting back together on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday of next week. Now, Monday, the program is going to air earlier. Not sure exactly what time yet. But then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it'll be back at 6:30, and then we will meet again next Saturday at 10 o'clock to continue this series. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.